Can you talk a little bit about the Iago type? You've been so involved in the critical research that's been done. Can you kind of track back the history of what happened there?
So I think the reason that we were interested in developing, looking at these molecular assays was because we were so frustrated in doing research using paraffin blocks that we have accumulated over the years in NSABP. So we are very much interested in finding, for example, whether we can have a reliable predictor of degree of benefit from endocrine therapy. But when we looked at the estrogen receptor measurement by classical assay, we couldn't demonstrate that. We knew that it's there biologically, it should be, but we just couldn't demonstrate. So we hypothesized that looking at the molecule at the RNA level with multiple genes, we may be able to achieve that. And another frustration was the tumor grade. We knew that it was prognostic, but it was highly non-reproducible. For example, if three pathologists looked at together independently, the agreement was less than 50%. So we knew that it is prognostic, but we needed a surrogate of tumor grade, which will perform reproducibly. So, and we knew that we cannot achieve that by looking at one gene. We had to look at multiple genes. But the technology was not available until the scientists at the Genomic Health decided to crack that problem and came up with methodologies of performing real-time PCR on highly degraded or fragmented RNA that you can extract it from paraffin block.
In terms of tumor grade, is that essentially correlated or is it essentially proliferation?
I think it has a component that correlates very well with proliferation, that is mitotic activity index, but it has other components.
But in general,
there is a very good correlation.
So what happened in terms of the sequence of events, in terms of trying to actually put this into a platform that clinicians mm-hmm. could utilize?
I was lucky because we had a collaboration with Steve Schack at Genentech for B31 trastuzumab trial. And then during that trial, we had experienced the problem of reproducibility of the HER2 testing, as reported in JNCI some time ago. That actually had stimulated Steve Schack to think about the potential niche in the market for accurate testing for the target. So he had a collaboration with the former CEO of the Insight Pharmaceuticals, who already was developing a technology for paraffin block RNA profiling, and decided to set up a company that will specifically address that problem. And luckily, we just found that we had a common interest. We had a clinical need, and they had a technological platform that they wanted to test. So all we needed to do was to sit down together and decide what clinical question is the most important one that we want to use as a kind of a demonstration project, and that turned out to be B14 study.
Yeah, and I thought it was so brilliant that, you know, what you came up with is a very common situation, node negative. Most patients, fortunately, now are node negative, ER positive. And then the question of, in those patients, what's the benefit of chemotherapy? Mm-hmm. That was, to me, an awesome idea to try to focus on that. I guess that was your initial focus.
Right, right. But there were a lot of limitations in the study design, for example, because obviously we desired a test that is predictive of chemotherapy response, but we had to work with a limited amount of the clinical cohort that we had, that is only B20 and B14. And we actually had to make a gamble of starting with B20 tamoxifen arm, fully realizing that in the way it would backfire on us because you cannot use the cohort that was used for hypothesis generation for testing. So although the reason that we used B20 first and used B14 later for validation was because there were a lot more samples in B14. So we decided to use B20 tamoxifen arm to develop the set and then validate it in B14. But that was only for prognosis. And we had to go back to B20 chemotherapy arm to test the chemotherapy question. But obviously, that is the weakness of the study.
So can you kind of explain what they were?
So initial study that we did was in NSAP trial B20, where we tested addition of chemotherapy provided any value to ER-positive node-negative patient being treated with tamoxifen. And we initially used the tamoxifen arm from B20 to look at 250 genes and look for the genes that are associated with prognosis. And so this is a fairly context-specific prognostic genes that are prognostic only in that setting. And then we tested it in an independent cohort of similar patients from a trial B14 where ER-positive, node-negative patients were randomized to placebo tamoxifen. So we were able to use B14 to validate the prognostic index, which now became OncoType DXRSA.